I took the plunge and had the time of my life.
I finally took the plunge.
You know what? Feels great.
What's up, guys? Welcome to The Plunge. Today is a day. Joining me in a second, my lovely husband, Riley T. He will say what's up, dudes. We are your fourth favorite host on the East Coast, the number one hockey podcast south of the border, the number one religious equestrian podcast north of the Mason-Dixon line, the number one cumulonimbus podcast south of the stratosphere, the number one just shimp podcast, the number one anti-nudist podcast with clothes on, the number one Doppler effect podcast that's over here. That was pretty good. The number one wheel podcast that's in the spin zone, the number one skyscraper podcast that's what, Riley?
It's in the trees. What's up, dude?
What's up? What's up? Today's the day.
Yeah, we don't have headphones. That's all right. No can't.
Don't need them.
The debut of the headband.
Headband Riley. HBR goes crazy.
I kind of like it.
And you're not... Dude, HBR could also be Heartbreak Riley.
HBK. I'm like a lover boy.
No, you're a lover boy. But
I'm a lover boy.
Your show name?
Forever a lover boy.
Dude,
don't even
are you
put
telling
those,
me that
don't
Sean...
even put those bad omens on me,
no, no,
brother.
No, no,
I'm a lover
no, no.
boy.
You hear me, and you hear me good. HBK was a lover boy in and of itself.
He was a sexy boy. He was not a lover boy.
But you're a sexy boy, too. Look at that fucking...
He's just a boy toy, brother. I'm not a boy toy. I'm a lover boy. He's just a sexy boy.
CBLBR.
I'm not your boy toy.
We got... Joining me, as always,
Shawn Michaels had the horniest intro of all time.
Dude, I kind of like being here for WWE weekends.
WWE weekends.
I got two weekends in a row of it.
Dude, Shawn Michaels had the horniest intro of all time. Is it just called Sexy Boy?
I don't know.
Sexy Boy Shawn Michaels.
I know I'm sexy. I got the look.
Give me the move.
I said chill.
Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy toy.
Yeah, dude.
Why does that feel like just like the rock version of a Toby Keith song?
Dude, I'm not a sexy boy. I'm a lover boy.
You are a sexy boy. You're my sexy little boy.
I'm a lover.
You're
boy,
my sexy
brother.
Boy. I'm not gonna add the little in there. That was weird.
I'm a lover boy, dude.
I see.
Yeah,
you.
Dude.
How are you gonna tell me that you're not a sexy boy when I just watched you groom yourself in the?
My hair is so much that I have to constantly. It's the biggest nuisance at work.
Can you, instead of doing a mullet, just grow it out for a man bun?
Lauren would kill me, and I'm a lover boy. I can't do that to my lovely woman. Dude, I can't even say. He says the bandana's good. Joe B gave me a compliment.
What
did
he say? He's trying to do damage control.
Dude, listen, Joe B called me fat for like 9 weeks. Now he's trying to do some damage control. It's a lot of hair. It's
Does
so
that
much
make
hair.
Up for one of the weeks?
It makes up for one hidden fat. Do you know why this carried on? Is because the first one he sent... I still don't know the language because it didn't translate when I looked it up. So then I thought he was just sending me gibberish. So then I just didn't look into any of the further ones after the first.
The only reason that I did was because I was on my computer when we did a remote episode. Caught him red-handed.
You're like, let me see what this is about. Listen, Joe's Mr. Fitness. We're no ones to talk. I'm a lover boy. He's a sexy boy. He's just a sexy
what am I?
Boy. You're the hunt.
Damn.
You're okay. A boy.
I'm just a boy.
Dude, Drake would love you.
Drake would not love me.
Drake would.
I'm not a CB. Wait, no. CLB.
You're not a certified lover boy?
No.
I am a certified lover
you
boy.
You are.
Am I taking the title from Drake?
No.
He's a certified baby lover boy. I'm just a certified lover
CBLB.
Boy.
CBLB. Yeah.
I'm a certified lover boy.
You're CLB.
Biker boy hunt is what Joby says you are. You are a biker boy now.
I am a biker boy. I rode my bike for like 2 hours on Tuesday.
You're going to die, and it's going to make me sad.
It's okay.
The farewell episode of The Plunge is going to be such a bummer, dude.
Is that the last episode? Is just when I die?
Yeah, dude. And it's going to be 2 years from now. It's going to be like, hey, guys, that's not the hunt. It's never going to be the hunt. Sean crashed into a tree.
What are you?
Plunges over. He plunged into that tree.
It's
so goddamn
not my
hard.
Fault that saying that I have a date with a tree at 90 miles an hour is a funny joke.
It's the funniest shit.
It's not. A lot of people don't like when I say that.
Me included, but I do laugh. I can acknowledge it's funny while not liking it.
One of my coworkers, not my coworkers, he's my employee. He sent me a scene from Brokeback Mountain of when Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal finally get reunited after a time. And it's when your friend finally buys a bike and gets licensed. And then they just start kissing. It's like, that's the funniest shit ever.
Your mom
also
posted.
Do not send me that stuff ever again.
What?
Don't send me memes of us kissing.
That was a good phase.
What?
Where I was just making memes of us kissing. Actually,
you can do it because we're married. That's different.
Okay,
I'm not married.
Your mom posted the most wholesome photo of just you and your dad on your bikes.
Can I say
I need to say your dad looked like he was about to drop the hardest. I'm not gonna say country album. He was gonna drop the most like God fearing country album. Like he was about to drop a Jason Aldean.
He was about to go myrrh.
Yeah, he was about to rile up the pubs.
Yeah, dude.
The pubs were about to go crazy.
I have two things to say.
Your dad was about to drop a try that in a small town ass album, and there was nothing anyone can do about it.
So one, I do want to acknowledge. You have the picture, I imagine.
It's somewhere. Yeah.
It's on Facebook.
It's on
Facebook.
I can
send it to you. But one, hit the picture of that. My bike is not small by any means. Because like even
I don't
a small
know. It looks like you got
big.
An itty bitty little bike, boy.
Compared to his is a fucking boat. It's also really loud. I was in front of him when we went for a ride, and I could still hear him behind me. But two, this is a little soft, but I did get to have a cool full circle moment with my dad because I used to ride on the back of his bike when I was like 7 or 8. And now at 25, I got to go on like an independent bike from him and just go for a ride. That shit was cool as hell.
That's nice. Gave That's a goosebumps. Nice full circle moment.
It was. Thank you for not making fun of that.
You're just a sexy boy. Sexy boy. I can't believe how horny Shawn Michaels was. He just got away with it. He wore chain mail.
Did his nipples
poke Yeah, out? Dude.
That's...
Shawn Michaels may have been the horniest man alive for a while.
I don't. Yeah, but you know what's fucked up? He's like 13-year-olds idols.
Not anymore.
Probably still.
Maybe.
The WWE games? The
That's
legacy
true.
Stuff?
He does go crazy.
He's cool as hell.
Yeah. He's a sexy boy. I watch so many fucking ape movies.
Do we just jump into it?
I need to tell. Well, so I would like to thank you as Keeper of the Wheel.
You're welcome.
I asked, so right now, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is in theaters.
K-O-T-P-O-P?
K-O-T-P-O-T-P. There are some movies where it's like, background, I've never seen a single Planet of the Apes. Of the 10, I've seen 0. But I know that it's a movie theater movie. It's meant for the big screen. So I asked you permission. I said, Monsieur God Hunt.
What?
May I watch Planet of the Apes so I can go watch Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes theaters? And
I
you
said,
yes.
It
is decided.
I said, it is done.
You said, yes. So I went in reverse order, though. The new trilogy of Planet
really
of the Apes.
It's really fucking good, I hear.
It's maybe one of the best trilogies I've ever seen.
Really?
I think it, I haven't
Beat
put
out
it.
Bill and Ted?
I haven't, I think it outscores Bill and Ted.
So that's
probably
a top
close.
Five.
It's for sure top five because it's a 4, a 4, and a 4.5. And they're all high fours.
Damn.
In the grading scale. Of
Damn. With a B. Add a B to the end of that shit.
Planet of the Apes. Now.
Planet of the Apes brings to light the Lincoln Memorial. Have you seen that yet? Okay. It's fucking hysterical.
So I did go in reverse order because I was like, if I don't get to the old ones, I don't want to. If I get into a movie rut where I don't watch movies, I want to be able to watch the new one. So I watched the trilogy that was the 2011, 14, and 17 ones, the Andy Serkis ones.
Yeah.
Dawn, Rise, Dawn, and War of the Planet of the Apes. They go so crazy. They go...
It's bananas. No pun intended.
Apes don't like bananas.
That isn't true.
It's true.
No, it's not.
I watched Escape from the Planet of the Apes this morning.
You're
they
trying
like
to
bananas.
Tell me that... Going to
brother
a zoo.
Zero the chimpanzee does not like bananas.
Brother, that's right. I've seen videos of bananas and gorillas.
Well, those are uneducated apes. We're talking...
You're talking about fictional CGI'd apes, and you're like, no, they don't like...
Brother, bananas. I'm not talking CGI apes. I'm talking terrifying 1968 masked apes. Thank you very much. Have you seen the old ones?
I've seen the back half of the one where the guy ends on the beach, and he's like... Why?
Keep your hands off of me, you damn dirty ape.
Yeah.
Brother, they look crazy.
Scary.
I'm through three of the... So I watched the new trilogy, which is like a foundation for Kingdom.
You know what I can't allow you to do?
Yeah.
And I know that it's your thing that you do. I can't allow you to rape the... Whoa.
Go ahead.
The new trilogy outside of the old trilogy.
I really want to.
But you can't.
Because I really want to.
It's all the same IP.
I really want to.
You can't.
I was thinking about doing it and not telling you, so I'm glad we've had this discussion.
Yeah.
Because it... I was going to put the new four.
Because that's what I mean, is like, that's a bracket buster. If you don't include the full discography of an IP this, we just had a moment.
I didn't know we were touching fingers there. The issue is the old ones are actually pretty good. What I think is going to tank it is Mark Wahlberg's 2001 piece of garbage.
I didn't know that he was in a...
Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes 2001.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
Is it look like Coraline?
Nope. It's just a bad movie, so I've heard.
You're going to watch it and be like, that was the best shit.
No. But yeah, so the original trilogy, this new trilogy, unbelievable. It's one of those franchise. They're all just really good. There's no lulls. It's all fire.
Just all action all the time.
And watching War of the Planet of the Apes, I was mad I didn't watch it earlier because you could. There are certain moments where you could feel, like IMAX moments, that would have like I would have left War of the Planet of the Apes being like, that's a 5-star movie. If I saw it in IMAX, like I could tell from some of the like visual and sound things.
I just thought of something really good and I'm not going to say it out loud now.
Okay. That's okay. So I watched those three. I watched Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and War of the Planet of the Apes. Then I started at the beginning because I think I'm going to go on Thursday and watch Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So I had some time. So then I watched 1968 Planet of the Apes. 1970 Beneath the Planet of the Apes, which is just Planet of the Apes again, and then a weird cult movie.
Very cool.
Yep.
Are
and then
the,
I watched
the cult apes or like humans?
They're humans, alien things from the future and past.
Okay.
And then I watched Escape the Planet of the Apes. I still have Conquest and...
How do you escape? Do you just go to like the moon?
You'd be surprised. Yeah, then I have Conquest of the Planet of the Apes still from 1972. They made all these in 5 years. They made the five Planet of the Apes movies.
What was the
in
budget
5 years.
On these?
I think they're super cheap.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
You just go into the woods somewhere and you're like, all right, action.
They went to Zuma Beach in
Florida.
California.
Damn.
I know that because I've been there before. State. And in my movie chat, I went, I've been here. And Nick went, do you want a cookie? And it made me upset. I was like, damn, I didn't know I couldn't talk about movies in the movie chat where we talk about movies.
Hey, you talked about vacation in the movie chat, which is strictly prohibited.
No, I said I've been on one of these sets. Yeah, and then I have Battle for the Planet of the Apes, 1973. And then to close out, I'm going to ruin my apes by watching 2001 Tim Burton Planet of the Apes.
That's the funniest poster I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That is a Mark Wahlberg movie, though.
Yeah. I did take
it might not be bad.
I took some screenshots. This is the orangutan.
I've seen him before.
Yep. That's Dr. Zaius.
It's just
him and some gorillas. Those are gorillas. They're just humans, but with a mask on.
Yep.
This is Beneath when they find the atomic bomb.
Aind.
Who is the god. Just very funny. All on my treadmill.
This is just Fallout New Vegas, but you're just in Megaton.
Yeah. The posters for Beneath did go crazy. Look at that
Those
one.
Those are kind of nutty.
Look at that one, dude. There's a cage of humans on as his head.
That looks like Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Kinda. But, they should just remake really cult classic movies, but with like the old school Planet of the Apes. Imagine Kill Bill with just monkey masks.
That would go crazy. I kind of want one. It was one of those where I was watching, I was like, I want one of these masks.
A movie quality mask?
Yeah, a movie quality mask.
What would you rather, movie quality? No, I'm not going to say it. I almost spoiled what I was going
to say. I'm also through 1.5 Fantastic Beasts.
You were not making good progress on those.
They're bad.
I'm aware. That I will say Planet of the Apes, because it's in theater, is the last exception I will make.
Oh, no. For this current round?
For
until
this
there's
current
a new, okay.
set of movies.
That's fair. Do you want to read my one Fantastic Beasts review?
Yeah.
And then I'll give you it for Planet of the Apes. After.
I feel like we need to hold off until you finish Planet of the Apes.
No, I think we're at a good point to start.
Are we?
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, 2016, 2.5 stars. I don't remember this movie, but I remember it was okay.
It's okay.
Which I think is fair.
Yes.
I'm drunk and these movies are ass. You said having only seen one movie.
Yep.
I have a crush on Tina and Eddie Redmayne, might be the ugliest man on the earth.
Eddie Redmayne's so fucking ugly. I can't believe it.
Which one is he?
He's the lead.
That guy?
Yeah. He's like if A-Rich was ugly.
I think he got a bad lens.
Nah, dude. That's a good lens for him. He's ugly as hell.
I do. Like
I hate Eddie Redmayne. This podcast hates Eddie Redmayne. You either on the ship or you can get the fuck off.
I do like the idea of 45-year-old Jacob being a first year at Hogwarts. Let's make it happen.
I would like Jacob is
like
the
Taylor Lautner.
No, Jacob is the saving grace. He's the fat bread maker who's not a wizard, but he rolls with the wizards. They call him
Dan Fogler.
Maybe they call him a nomadge. That's what they call muggles in America. Because this movie takes place in America, not London.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
So there's no Hogwarts. There's whatever.
Wait,
the America
what is,
version.
Marmalade?
Marmalade's just a movie I watched.
Paddington? Oh. I thought it was a Paddington movie.
It's not. It should be. Is my comment a Paddington would love this movie?
Yes, Paddington would love this movie. The plot twist, though?
That was it was a good
one. Do you want to finish Godzilla with Godzilla Minus One? Did we already do that?
That's a different franchise, so that won't be going
on. Didn't you already have Godzilla, though?
I do. So I have to watch Godzilla X Kong, A New Empire. That's a different movie. That's part of the wheel.
Did you never stop or never start Godzilla because of the wheel you just started them?
No, I got it on the wheel. I got Godzilla X Kong, that whole Godzilla monster universe. Godzilla Minus One's not part of it.
Okay.
Yes, that's independent.
I'm going to backtrack one movie, The Idea of You.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway's rom-com.
And then his member released.
Yeah.
My Harry Styles pussy is throbbing.
Yeah.
This should have ended at the cut to black.
Correct. Okay. That is a new movie. That is a Harry Styles fanfic that got turned into a movie starring Anne Hathaway. Where
Anne Hathaway's hot as fuck.
Anne Hathaway is hot. She plays a mom who goes to Coachella with her daughter and meets the singer of a boy band and falls in love with him, and the world creates chaos.
How old? Because
this 22-year-old is fucking this 40-year-old.
18 plus 24, 42.
It's called August. The band is August Moon, and their songs keep showing up on Lauren's For You page, even though they're a fictional band. But it's a Harry Styles fanfic.
I feel like I knew that.
Yeah. Not great.
All right, here we go. Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Banger.
Rage. Rage. Fucking rage!
Absolutely.
I can't believe they let the monkey who wears clothes be their king.
I'd like to redact something on that.
Is he wearing clothes?
Apes aren't monkeys.
That's fair. They're primates.
Yeah. Monkeys have tails.
Yes.
Yeah. They've made it very well known in these new movies, or the original movies, that an ape is not a monkey.
This goes absolutely crazy, I fear.
Mm-hmm.
Movies post credits low key predict COVID.
They did. They created the simian flu, which fucking took out the planet.
That's incredible. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Go 4.5 stars. Did these two both got the coveted Golden Heart?
They did. I like that. The consensus in the world is that each one gets better. I think it goes 1-2 is second best and best. I think so. War is really fucking good. No qualms about War. It's the biggest budget, like, biggest spectacle of the franchise, but I like the storytelling a lot more in the first two. Back to you for Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
2014, 4.5 stars, coveted Golden Heart, as we just saw.
Yep.
If there's one thing that cunty little monkey Koba does, it's stand on motherfucking business.
That's
okay?
Right. That is fucking... Dude, I
like that I read these and then you agree with me, but you're really just agreeing with yourself.
My own opinion. Yeah. If we're getting our dog this week, if we were getting a boy, I would have fought tooth and nail to name it Koba. Yeah.
That's sick.
Because Koba stands on my fucking business. He's the man.
Caesar would get canceled in today's political climate for his association with James Franco.
That's true.
What does that mean? What'd James Franco do?
James Franco's canceled as hell.
What'd he do?
I don't know. I think he's probably a inappropriate.
He's a toucher?
He's a non-consensual lover boy.
He's a toucher.
He's a toucher. He's just a sex.
There are three kinds of people. Touchers, terrorists.
I thought you were reading my review. I don't know where I'm going with this.
There's more human in these. There's more human. Were you drunk during this?
No. There's more human in
thesis.
These. There's more human in these than I would have ever imagined.
Yeah. Would follow my king, Caesar, into fire. Into
Fact.
The fire.
Caesar's the best. There's so many humans in this.
Moving right along to...
I would like to say the end of Rise of the Planet of the Apes, the first movie. There's a battle on the Golden Gate Bridge. It's peak cinema.
I've seen that. I've seen that out of context.
It's peak fucking cinema.
We have War for the Planet of the Apes, 2017.
Woody Harrelson plays Hitler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like voice acting Hitler?
Nope.
He's
Hitler.
Okay.
He's Colonel McCullough, and they send the apes to fucking Ape Auschwitz, ran by Woody Harrelson.
Okay. We got Rambo 6, Mankey.
Caesar just goes fucking, they kill his family, and he goes, hold my beer. Yeah,
hold my
and
banana.
And he fights the United
orange.
States military. He sends his tribe off and goes, I got some business to handle.
Does he do it solo
and
John Wick style?
He tries to solo John Wick style, and then his boys, Maurice.
And Koba?
Koba's big dead at the end of two. Koba could not be more dead. Koba went full heel turn.
That
was
sick.
The whole thing.
That's sick as hell.
No, Koba died big time. No, he got his boys, Maurice and Rocket, to come with him, and they found Bad Ape along the way.
I think it's probably the weakest of the trilogy, but it still goes crazy.
It does for certain go crazy.
Bad Ape was funny until he wasn't.
Correct.
But he remained dripped out from head to toe the entire film. I'll look him up in a second.
Bad Ape does go crazy. It's Stewie's favorite character. He just goes, Bad Ape. They find him just in a ski cabin.
Just hanging out.
He's just hanging. He's surviving. Surviving and thriving. He's like, I'm Bad Ape. He called him Bad Ape so much that he thought that was his name.
That's very interesting.
And he's dripped head to toe. He's wearing like puffy vests
at all times.
Ski pants. All the apes not wearing clothes. Except in the first movie, Caesar's also dripped out in like dress pants and hoodies.
That's sick as hell.
Second movie, no clothes on chimps. Third movie, Bad Ape is dripped out head to toe.
Visually, this movie looks so damn good. I wish so badly I could have seen it in theaters.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, is always has been, always will be, always was about building a wall. You gotta build a wall.
Okay. Forgot about that.
Any final thoughts?
You gotta build a wall. Dude, you gotta build a wall.
Now we're moving on to what I think is gonna be my more preferred section, because I like when you watch shit movies.
They're not shit. I don't have much to say on these because I'm like, I'm watching them with a grain of salt because they are from 1968.
You know, you are defeating the purpose. You don't watch them. You watch them for what they are, not for what they were.
Yeah, but these are my issue with these, or non-issue with these. My issue with rating these is they're super culturally significant.
It's time to take the headband off. It's riding up. Doesn't look good anymore. You either got to fix it or commit to it. Audio podcast, by the way.
Keep fucking talking. I'm doing
my thing. No, I'm kind of fucking... Okay. Planet of the Apes, 1968, 3.5 stars. I mean, I for sure should have watched these first before watching the new trilogy. That being said, the set pieces are hilarious but awesome, and it's fun storytelling. Fun seeing the origins of pop culture references 60 years too late, but that's okay. The ending actually shocked me, and it wasn't surprising at all, so there's that.
You ever get surprised by something that's not surprising?
Isn't that the one with the Statue of Liberty?
It's with the Statue of Liberty, and the whole plot to it.
Spoiler alert, I'm gonna spoil 1968.
I'm going to spoil the movie. The
he
plot twist.
He's on a different planet.
The plot twist is the whole time he's expected he's 2,000 light years in space. He's back in on Earth.
Yeah.
That's the plot twist.
He's got a horse, too.
Should have seen so many horses.
Also,
a horse can't hold a gorilla.
The lead woman is hot.
You talking Nova?
Maybe.
See, I posed the question, because the more you look at her, the more it's she's interesting looking. I posed the question, is she the hottest, ugliest person or the ugliest, hot person? She's got dumb face.
She does. She kind of looks like a Neanderthal.
Yeah, she crushes her role.
She's also, she's given a certain kind of...
Yeah. But yeah, should have seen it coming, did not. I was like, whoa, she's back on Earth. Whoa.
Next up, Beneath the Planet of the Apes.
Beneath the Planet of the Apes is fucking hilarious.
1970.
Not in the good way.
3-star.
It was not trying to be hilarious, for the record.
That sure was something.
Yep.
The high-frequency noise they shoved down your throats and ear holes made me want to rip my fucking head off. I had to read that as I saw your mom like the stream.
Oh, my mom liked the stream. That's what's up.
That's not my fault for swearing. That
That's not. It's my words. I'm sorry.
What if we had Planet of the Apes, but we used a super hot guy and then made it super weird?
Yeah.
Is that a quote?
We have no. That's me. We
it's
have planned
in quotes. That's quoting you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm quoting myself in my
you
own.
You could have
review.
Just put that in there.
That's me. Yeah.
Cannot possibly fathom where we go from here, but I'm well aware there are 3 more films, so let's find out.
I'm gonna spoil more movie.
Can I just let me finish and then I'll let you spoil?
Yeah.
The hymns spelled wrong, by the way. About the almighty bomb did, in fact, go crazy, I fear.
They did.
I did let out an audible laugh when Taylor went through that rock. Man is using glitches to get under the map.
I need you to look up on your... Get off mine.
I'm not. You just don't want me to know what you're Googling.
Look up Taylor goes through rock beneath the Planet of the Apes. It's the... It should be worse CGI than The Mummy Returns. Because it was 1970.
Movie clip. The human see human do? This?
No. Let me see. He punches a rock with the butt of a gun, and then he just warps through the wall.
Taylor disappears.
Yeah, that should be it. You got it? Yeah, see, she's got dumb face.
I haven't right at the beginning of the movie.
It's pretty early. So Charlton Heston was like the 1960s Leo big star.
Okay.
Who's that guy?
Yeah.
He was the star of the first movie. Apparently he just didn't believe in sequels and thought it was like a cash grab. But he wanted to help out. This is all from Kyle, so you know. No idea. Did zero research myself. Apparently, because like they brought in a guy who for the second one who just looks identical to him. He's just a younger, hotter, straight-teethed version. Because Heston had those 1960s yellow teeth.
Those choppers?
Yeah. They brought in just Charlton Heston, Walmart, but better somehow. And the entire beginning of the movie, they just run back the plot of the first movie in speedrun version.
That's funny.
So an additional rocket lands on Earth. He goes and explores, finds the apes, gets captured by the apes, runs the whole plot of
the
first
whole gambit.
But in like 45 minutes.
And then they got 45 minutes to play with.
And then they get beneath the planet of the apes.
Right there.
So underneath the planet is old New York City.
It's just Futurama.
It really is.
They're living in New York City, but it's just not futuristic. It's just, I guess it is because it's monkeys, but.
I did a bunch of Futurama research from watching the first one because the captain, who is Charlton Heston.
Can I guess?
Yeah. You'll get it.
Is it Xavier Howard?
No, he sounds exactly like Zap Brannigan. Like verbatim. So I was like, he has to be the motivation behind Zap Brannigan's voice, right?
Oh, probably.
And I couldn't find anything, but like, it's a lot of the same shit, so.
Do they wear the same like outfits?
Kind of.
Like the mini skirts for the men?
Yes.
That's hysterical.
Oh, but he didn't believe in cash grabs, so he did a few scenes to help them.
Were they good?
No, he just fell through the fucking rock. You watched it. He warped through the rock.
What do you mean? You laughed at it. That's a good scene.
It's not comedy.
That makes it a good scene.
That's true. It was one of those where I had to rewind. You know a scene's good when you...
What? Huh? It's like the Predator Pink scene yeah. from fucking...
Yo, excuse the fuck me. You rewind and go, what?
What was the most recent one that... Was it the baby from Blade? There was a scene in Blade that we had to rewind to.
There's a lot of scenes in Blade I had to rewind. The baby in Blade was pretty crazy. There was this high frequency noise.
It's called tinnitus.
It was tinnitus times 100. Do you know the sound like when they do like the, oh, what's so, how, what age is your hearing? Like type yeah. tests. It was like that, but fucking juiced up volume wise. I wanted to rip my fucking head off. I almost turned the movie off. Because they were, so pretty much beneath the planet, they find that there's this species of humans who can talk. Because the whole thing is in the future, the roles are reversed where humans are the like ape, no talking.
Yeah. Regress.
Yes. But there's this intellectual mind-reading batch of humans underneath Earth in a destroyed New York City. And they talk by going, and it's just this hum to infer to the viewer at home, instead of using words, they go, oh, they're using telekinesis. Don't worry. And they just, and it made the most irritating noise. And
how
then they use
the movie,
that
like the I keep letting your phone lock. I'm just gonna.
They used that like so. Then they would use that as like interrogation, and it would just be even louder, but for like 40 seconds at a time, nonstop. I wanted to die.
Sounds like they just didn't want to write dialogue.
Yes, but under the Planet of the Apes, there was this big bomb, and then at the end of the movie, because the apes were planning war on the humans because they finally found them, mm-hmm. the humans set off the mega nuclear bomb.
It's literally just Megaton from Fallout New Vegas.
Well, so the thing was, the Earth got destroyed. Now, you might be wondering,
how do you make a sequel?
Where do we go from here?
And this is where
let me tell you.
From the Planet of the Apes comes in.
I don't think I reviewed this much.
1971, 3 stars.
Yeah, it was fine.
Oh, so that's how they're still alive. Can't believe Taylor or Brent never tried hitting the return to sender button. Is that a button in their spacecraft?
Not exactly, but...
This was funny for a while. Rip my man, Big Corn.
Cornelius is the monkey lead.
They're
He's
not
the
monkeys.
Man.
Stop calling
so
it
I'm
monkeys.
So sorry, monkey doesn't wear any pants. So, this movie opens with the same spaceship from the first movie.
Ooh!
Just appearing on Earth. And what happened? They went back in time, and now they're in modern, which in this time is like 1970, modern Earth. And what? Who comes out? The three main monkeys from the first two movies. And they went, yeah, we just jumped in this spaceship, and then we turned around, and the Earth was getting blown up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Davis is kissing his brother. He's smooching.
Smooching right on the neck.
So yeah, that's how... So now, I actually... Don't really. They killed off.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
That's a handsome family.
The Clarks are a very handsome batch. Shout out our first graduate of the Plunge Athletics Department. Program.
Yeah, shout out, Evan. Many Borgs will be poured out in your honor.
But yeah, everyone keeps fucking dying in these movies. I don't. So I have three more. The main characters, once again, have died.
I bet there's going to be a rogue panda in the
movie.
No,
what they did
panda.
Is they had a baby in the past, which is the future.
A monkey human baby,
but it's an advanced baby, so it's a monkey that can talk. So
nice.
And they planted it in a zoo.
Nice. To oh, and this is sets the seeds for Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Not quite yet.
Eventually the seeds have been sown,
sort of. They're kind of separate. They kind of create it's separate,
like in a parallel timeline.
They are, but they create, I don't think they are, because they pay like homage. It's weird. I'll have to follow up because we're getting close to where the timelines would meet. But they created the talking monkey all themselves in the entire, starting at Rise.
Okay.
So it's not like they would have had one from the past that...
This is just Jurassic Park sequel series where they just remake Talking Monkey and think, yeah, this will go better this time.
Maybe, but there is a lot of homage. So I don't know what level of homage or if it's actual true, like...
Spell homage.
H-O-M-A-G-E.
Okay. I was gonna... It bothers me that you just use that twice in two sentences.
They're paying homage, my brother.
Stop. Continue.
Homage. Yeah. I like the monkey movies a lot.
I also like the monkey movies.
I saw a thing that was like the holy trinity of monkey right now is in theaters. You have Monkey Man, Dev Patel's Monkey Man. It's the father. The son is Gorilla X Kong.
Dude.
And the Holy Spirit, Kingdom of the Planet of the
Apes.
You just
unlocked a memory deep in my head.
Tell me, brother.
Do you know the Wild Thornberries? Do you know that the band Real Big Fish?
I do.
Did you know that Real Big Fish has a song in Wild Thornberries, the very first Wild Thornberries movie?
No.
Do you know that that song is called Monkey Man?
Is it similar to Ocean Man by Ween?
Ween? Kind of. It is.
Monkey Man, take me by the hand.
Hold on, I'm just going to.
This goes crazy.
You know whose song this is?
It's Donnie's.
It's Donnie's song.
Yeah, it's not
when
Darwin.
When Donnie gets introduced, he fucking comes out to Monkey Man.
That's nice.
Here we're talking about the big Monkey Man. It's alright. It's alright. It's kind of like Ocean Man, but for Monkey Man.
But for monkeys, yeah. Well, we're not talking monkeys, though. We're talking apes, so.
You literally just called the monkeys for
not
like
true.
5 minutes. That's play the tape.
Nope. Nope.
Run it back.
I think right about now my Bruins should be getting eliminated from the playoffs.
Do you see some guy got kicked out of the league for cocaine use?
That's sick. My app won't update. That's a problem.
I'm going to say cocaine NHL.
It's still 2-1.
Doughty doesn't come up. Which? No, not Kuznetsov.
No, he's too
Who's
big.
Who's the guy that just got kicked out?
I don't know. You brought it up, brother. I'm pretty excited. It's dog weekend.
Nichushkin.
Okay.
He's a Canucks player. Got kicked out for
cocaine use?
Yeah. Apparently it's rampant. Apparently they think it makes him better.
Yeah. No shit. It's hockey.
I don't know. Drew Doughty got fucking arrested at the Canadian border for having cocaine.
He wasn't using it. He was carrying it for a friend.
It was when they won the Stanley Cup. It was when he was on the Kings.
He's still on the Kings.
He's still in the league?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he got kicked out over that.
I don't think so.
That was back in like 2015, I think.
I think he's still in the league.
Let's see.
It's dog weekend. We've decided on a name.
Let's hear it.
It is Winnie the Dooh. D-O-O-H.
Why?
You know, like Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Golden Dooh. He's a golden doodle.
Dumb as hell.
You're dumb as hell. No dog have an ass.
You won't name Bimgus because you're scared.
I want to name it Bimgus,
yeah, but
we're getting a girl.
Afraid to stand
we're
up
getting a
lady.
Girl. Bimgisa? What do you want from me? Bimga?
Yeah. Bimga goes crazy.
Bimga does kind of go crazy.
Don't get me wrong. I love Lauren.
Me
you,
too. I'm a
not,
certified lover boy.
You will not stand up to her for the things that need to be right in the world, and naming your dog Bimgus or Bimga is one of those things. That's a hill you need to die on, and you
Brother,
will.
Just,
I can hear your blood pressure rising because she's going to come down if she hears me say Bimga too loud.
She's long in bed, bro. What is it, 9:20? Yeah, she's been in bed.
9:20.
When do we start this podcast? She's been in bed for 40 minutes and 30 seconds. Yeah. Listen, I did put up a fourth quarter fight for the boy.
For the boy?
Yeah.
For what
there was a we had three options.
You got to get it fixed ASAP so it doesn't period all over your house.
Very strong agree. Yeah, we had three options. Oh, God. What? Jackie just texted a good podcast question.
What's the good podcast
She said,
question?
If you and your significant other found out you were related to each other, what would you do?
Pretend that I didn't just read that text and keep pumping.
What level of relation we talking?
Let's go through them. You've been dating a month. Easy breakup, right?
Yes.
A year.
Yes.
5 years.
That's where it gets into relation.
That's an easy breakup. Nothing is permanent.
What?
You're not, like, engaged.
Do I have any... Oh, these are all dating, no kids.
Yeah.
No, it depends on the relation.
It shouldn't.
Third cousin?
First cousin slash separated.
I think any first cousin you have to...
Second cousin. We'll split the difference. Second cousin's difficult, too. Cutting it off. At 5 years dating, I'm cutting it off. I don't want my kids having three legs.
Yeah, I think you're... Yeah.
Engaged.
How long?
We're going to go 6 years.
Do we have a dog?
You have a cat.
Do we have a dog?
I said what I said.
I don't have cats.
You have a cat.
Second cousin?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a distant second cousin or is it like...
Really, it's a second cousin.
No, because there's so many different second cousins. There's so many different second cousins.
I don't think... You're asking me, is the second cousin hot or not?
Is no, what I'm asking what you're you, really like, asking me. Is this my cousin's daughter or is this my dad's cousin's
the closer
son?
One.
The closer one, I think you end it.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Married. Dual income, no kids.
Ooh.
Because I think you know where this is headed.
Second cousin?
Second cousin still. Same thing.
I'm staying married?
I'm cutting it off.
Okay.
Same situation. Two kids.
Yeah, you're in it. You're fucking in it now, brother.
I'm still leaving.
You're still leaving?
Yeah, and having two late-term abortions.
So you're murdering just two children?
I'm leaving.
Okay.
I'm out.
No. We're going back to the question you accused me of.
Are they hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was already in, brother.
You're like, everything else, just gravy, baby.
What you have to consider is I already have like...
I don't want
to
keep talking about this.
I have like 99 first cousins. Lauren could be my second cousin at that rate. You're probably my second cousin. Liam Harris is my second cousin. I don't even know Liam Harris. Put it into that perspective.
You are full government naming him.
Who cares?
I love Liam.
Yeah. Same. He's family.
He's my best friend from like sixth grade to freshman year. And then we started hanging out with different crowds, mostly because I hung out with you and all the guys. And he hung out with like Nick Philibert and...
Yeah, and I'm full government.
You did it. That makes it okay.
Should I start going hide your kids, hide your wife style bandanas?
I think we should wrap it up on that.
Oh, yeah. I need to go eat my food that's probably going to make me sick for science.
I need to go home and just not be here.
Would you eat the food? Would you give it one more run?
I would.
Okay. I'm not crazy.
No.
Okay. Could have just been a bad night.
Put a little extra sauce on it.
I'm going to put more extra. I'm going to put some chipotle tapatio on there.
As you should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Because
then you can blame it on that and have it a third night.
Bingo. I need to eat some of it. Binga.
Bimga.
Bimga. Yeah,
I'm going to call your dog Binga.
You can.
Lauren's going to yell at me for doing that.
Correct. I'm going to call it Winton.
Winton.
Winton's still in play now because it's Winnie.
It's true.
Yeah, so shout out Winnie the Golden Doodle. She surely will be on the next podcast, so unless she's not here yet.
That's pretty sick. Oh, I can hang out with Winnie all week, and I'll be like, it's Uncle Hunter.
Good. Good. Yes. Yes. Yeah, we are getting her a little earlier than we would have liked. But
I thought you were getting her, like, next month.
Yeah, we wanted when Lauren's summer
like 3 weeks
began, but you know what? We'll take it now.
If you need anything, like, for watching the dog next week, I can come by.
Okay.
Does someone have... What is your plan for the dog?
I don't know. Talk to Lauren.
Okay.
I go to work.
True.
So is Lauren. We're going to put in a crate.
That's fine.
Yeah. He's got to learn.
Is he going to be a crate dog or are you going to let him
He'll be a roam dog.
Roam dog? Doggy door? You putting the doggy door in the back?
Got a crate train.
Crate train.
Got a crate train.
He going to sleep in bed with you?
Eventually. Once he's crate trained.
Nice.
We're doing it right.
No, I know. I'm just asking.
Lauren's a dog person. That's a dog.
Lauren's
family.
A dog.
Lauren's a dog fan. They got four dogs, three dogs right now.
Damn, I bet she could train a dog like a motherfucker.
Two Rottweilers.
Damn, you're gonna have the best trained fucking dog.
The best Rottweilers on the planet, Munson and Ruby.
Hey, I have a Ruby.
You do.
She's not very well trained, and she's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, I like. They're the same color too.
Well, yeah, because I think she has a bit of Rottweiler in her.
You think here?
My dachshund has a little bit of Rottweiler.
Yeah, you think she's got that dog in her? Yeah, we'll see you next week.